From the GPB newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. The Georgia Parole Board has denied clemency to a man scheduled to be executed today. GPB's Sophia Salaby has more on a hearing that wrapped up late last night.
Scotty Garnell Moreau was convicted of murder in the deaths of two women nearly 25 years ago. His lawyers argued that spontaneous emotional murders are typically not punished by death. The parole board is the only authority in Georgia that can commute a death sentence. His execution is scheduled for tonight at 7 p.m. at the Georgia Diagnostic and Classification Prison in Jackson. Moreau will be the first prisoner executed in Georgia this year. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Former Columbus Mayor Teresa Tomlinson is officially running for U.S. Senate. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on yesterday's announcement.
Tomlinson launched an exploratory committee in the beginning of April while Stacey Abrams' decision was still unknown. In a video announcement Wednesday, she says leadership experience gained during her two terms as mayor of Columbus can help her make government work better in the Senate.
It's time to bring the same smart, pragmatic, effective government to Washington, D.C. without all the crazy and the mean.
Tomlinson and other Democrats who haven't announced yet are trying to unseat Republican Senator David Perdue, a close ally of President Trump. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
DeKalb County authorities are charging a teenager with wounding children on a school playground with a pellet gun. The unidentified teen allegedly shot at least 9 students last Thursday at Winebrook Elementary in Stone Mountain. The children were treated at hospitals for wounds that were not life-threatening. Authorities haven't said what motivated the attack. Gwinnett County is planning to renew a controversial agreement between local and federal law enforcement known as 287G. The agreement allows local officers to enforce federal immigration law regardless of the reason for the initial arrest. According to 11 Alive, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, known as ICE, has agreements with 6 Georgia counties and the Department of Corrections. Critics say the agreements deter immigrants from reporting crimes. Over the past 10 years, Gwinnett County has turned over 15,000 people to federal immigration authorities.